Thank you so much for coming back. It's nice to know that there's some new folks here. This is a good evening for you guys to come check out this music. It's really, this tour in particular is really kind of like a birthday celebration for Frank. We would have been 7 years old. Favorites and some other special things. So, thanks for coming to this, you guys. Alright, everything seems to work. We're going to start off with a song from the Hot Rats album called Don't Go Very Easy.
Thank you. Yeah. so cold and it's something about the ride. And the husky wee wee, I mean the hokey wee wee is blinding me. And I can't see temporarily. Well, the fur trapper stood there with his arms outstretched across the frozen white wasteland, trying to figure out what to do with his afflicted eyes. And it was at this precise moment that he remembered an ancient Eskimo legend, wherein it is written on whatever it is that they write it on up there, that if anything bad ever happens to your eyes as a result of some sort of conflict with anyone named Anuk, the only way you can get it fixed up is to go trudging across the tundra,
mile after mile,
trudging across the tundra, right down to the parish of St. Alfonso.
I'm gonna smoke this room, it comes to you.
was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regular fee. That guy has no natural rhythm whatsoever. He devoted his attention to me, but I said,
look here, brother.
Brother, you have no natural rhythm.
Will you got me with a coffee to me?
Driving by, clapping your hands off the beat like that.
Look here, brother.
He fidgeted around a bit. He reached in the pocket of his mystery roll and he whipped out a shaving kit. Now I thought it was a razor and a can of foaming goo. But he told me right then when the sound popped up and there was nothing his box won't do. But the oil of that great bag and the dust of the plane was you. He said, you might not believe this. It'll cure your asthma too. I said, hey,
look here, brother. Who you driving with that cosmic debris?
Driving with that cosmic debris.
Look here, brother.
Keep on looking, but don't you waste your time. directions and ram it up your snout. And I've got a crystal ball, he said, and it held it on up to the light. So I snatched it all the way from him, and I showed him how to do it right. The meat has just gone, and the lady has just gone. Now, is that a real poncho or is that a Sears poncho? Don't you know? If you're paying more money as a gambler, so don't you waste your waste on me.
Thank you.
dark bubbles blow. In the morning, by the radio, if the walls close in, the suffocation. They ain't got no friends, and all the others they hate you. Is the life you've been leading gotta go?
Well, let me straighten you out.
Not a place I know.
Get your shoes and socks on, people. It's right around the corner.
Out through the night and the whispering breezes to the place where they treat the imaginary diseases. Out through the night and the whispering breezes to the place where they treat the imaginary diseases.
This has to be the disease for you. Now scientists call this disease
chromatosis.
But us regular folks, who might wear tennis shoes or an occasional python boot, know this exquisite little inconvenience by the name of...
Stretch. You know, my python boot was too tight. I couldn't get it off last night. A week went by, and now it's July. I finally got it off, and my roommate cried. Straight foot, darling. Yeah, well, straight foot. What's I heard on my nose?
Doesn't, and you can't, I won't, and it don't, it has enough.
and I do it all the time.
It's an instrumental that will allow the band to, what are you doing? No one needs you on stage. Thanks. Bye-bye. And now, for his next trick, he'll be escorted out to the street. It was so worth it, ladies and gentlemen. It was going to be one of those fantastic moments where it was, you know, we'd start playing a song and then he thought he'd get on the mic and go, yeah, yeah, Zeppelin in the house, yeah. And then we'd all vomit and then he'd get kicked out.
That was my death pose.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can we let him back in?
No.
Meanwhile, your boyfriend James is like, really? No, dude.
Yeah,
all just right. Kidding. So. Oh, maybe he has magic powers. Apparently, whatever he was on made him think he had magic powers. Just a quick detour. Many of you might have seen this back in the day. Remember when they used to have after-school specials and they would treat you to all kinds of topics that were relevant to the time? Like, and probably, I'm guessing I would say about 1976, 77, somewhere around there, there was one that starred, you know, the actress Helen Hunt. You know, it was one of her first movies, and it was all about LSD. You know what? Actually, it was about angel dust, sorry. Because that was apparently something that was happening in elementary school, so it was to show you the dangers of angel dust, and she was sitting at home, and she took this angel dust, and then she decided to get on the roof of her house and think she could fly, kind of like that guy. And you know, she jumped off the building. So, of course, kids, don't do angel dust, man, because...
Wrong.
Seriously, did we need that after school special at that time? I don't know. I mean, it's awesome to watch now. You can find it. All right, anyway, getting back to the program, we're going to do a song now that the whole band gets to improvise, and maybe that we will show up again. But then it's called Rapunzel.
Thank you.
You guys play guitar? You who plays guitar? Come up on the stage. Stage uninvited, and then we had the invited guest. That's how it works. Nicely done. All right. I like that riff. That was pretty sweet. So what we're going to do now is a song that I'm sure a few of you will know the words to, so definitely feel free to sing along to this one. We'll be right back. This one has a beautiful melody and an even more beautiful title. It's called I Promise Not to Come in Your Mouth.
Thank you.
guys are a great audience. Thank you so much. I'm glad you came out here and supported this and show your appreciation for it. That's right. All right, we got a fun one for you.
What you gonna say?
You ate my Chrissy?
Titties and all!
Well, what about the Schlitz then?
What? What the cancer cell?
Even her boots?
Now would I lie to you?
Shit, you must have been hungry.
Yeah! This is true!
Don't they pay you good for the stuff that you do?
Well, you know what? I can't complain when the checks come through.
I want my prison!
Yeah?
I want my beer!
So what?
You just puke her back up now! Do you hear?
Well, blow it out your ass, motorcycle man! I mean, I am the devil! Do you understand? Just what will you give me for your titties and beer? I suppose you notice this little contract here.
You're goddamn right, you son of a whore. That's about the only reason I learned writing for. Give me that paper. Fit your ass outside. Because I need a beer and it's titty squeeze of time.
Man, you can't fool me. You ain't that bad. I mean, you should have seen some of the souls that I had. Well, there was Milhouse Nixon and Agnew too. And both of those suckers was worse than you.
All right, well, let's make a deal if you think that's true. I mean, after all, you're Beelzebub. Now, what you gonna do?
Hey, what am I gonna do?
What are you gonna do? I'm proposing a deal to you, pal, all right? That's right. You're
asking
here,
me what I'm gonna do?
Yeah, you are gonna give me what I want, and you're gonna take what you need from me, right?
I don't think it works that way.
Yeah, well, you take my soul, all right? It's about 1,000 years old, me a little sucker,
right? Yeah.
And once you get it, you can't give it back. You're gonna keep it forever. And that's a natural fact, all right?
Forever?
And I think that's a pretty good deal, yeah.
I keep it forever? I mean, I don't even know if you're cool enough to come on down here.
Well, you know.
I mean, I got some pretty cool dudes down here, and I don't know if you,
Yeah.
Before you're hanging around, because you're all like, tall and gangly, you're scared of the kids in the front row.
I got pretty good quads, and I can jump around in there for you. You know, maybe do a little jig. Come on, this is a good deal. And once you know you have me forever, yeah. I can give you a back rub, or maybe cut your hair when it gets long, or trim your nails. I don't know. And you can just give me some titties and beer.
It's kind of freaking me out.
Yeah. You take my soul, you give me the titties. I'd also like to get that LASIK surgery for my eyes. They have that'd be really cool. And what else? Oh, I heard they got this new Wi-Fi thing where you can play like music, in your car from your stereo or like I don't know how that shit works. And what else in here? Oh yeah, that Netflix shit too. That streaming Netflix, that shit badass. You can give me some of that. Then this guy's taping the show. You can give me a copy of that whole thing. That guy, yeah. This guy's got control over all this. And I tell you what, and T-Pain earlier, I bet he was gonna bust a mad flow. And we cut him off the mic. I would have loved to have heard that. If you could get that.
No.
And the titties in the bed.
Titties
in the bed.
I'm Thank you.
going.